This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. had yet another mass shooting on Monday night. At Michigan State University, three students were killed as they attended evening classes, and five more were injured and are hospitalized. The gunman was 43-year-old Anthony McCray, who had no known affiliation to the university. McCray opened fire at the university before leading authorities on a manhunt that ended when he shot and killed himself after a confrontation with law enforcement officials in the adjacent city of Lansing, Michigan, after the rampage. In 2019, Anthony McCray pleaded guilty and was convicted in Ingham County, Michigan, of possessing a loaded firearm and was sentenced to prison. He was released in May last year. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "It doesn't have to be this way. This is a uniquely American problem. Too many of us scan rooms for exits when we enter them. We plan who that last text or call would go to. We should not, we cannot accept living like this," she said. There have been more mass shootings than days in this year so far in the U.S., and there have been more mass shootings in the U.S. than at this point in any year since at least 2013. California, a U.S. trendsetter for progressive policies and a state where the current governor once made news issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in San Francisco before it was legal, will attempt to enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution. The effort comes 15 years after a voter-approved initiative called Proposition 8 banned the state from recognizing same-sex marriages. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for same-sex marriage in California. The state constitutional amendment is still on the books, however, and that worries advocates who think the high court may revisit the 2015 case that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Montana also has a one-woman, one-man marriage constitutional amendment that is superseded by the federal U.S. Supreme Court decision to legalize same-sex marriage. The California State Legislature will consider legislation to rescind Proposition 8. The measure would need to be approved in the legislature by a two-thirds vote and then would ultimately fall to the voters to decide via a referendum. The matter took on fresh urgency last year when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the right to an abortion established by Roe v. Wade. At the time, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas called into question other prominent cases and urged the court to reconsider them. His list included Obergefell v. Hodges, which forced states to issue and recognize same-sex marriages. In December, President Joe Biden signed into law the Respect for Marriage Act, which requires states to recognize same-sex marriages, but the legislation does not force states to allow them if Obergefell is overturned. Support for marriage equality has rapidly expanded since the Obergefell ruling. A proposed abortion ban in Manhattan, Montana, has failed after strong pushback from the town. The Manhattan Town Council voted down the controversial ordinance that sought to turn the town into a, quote, sanctuary city for the unborn, unquote, last Thursday night. The town council was split in its decision to pursue the ordinance. Manhattan Town Council member Josh Powell requested the ordinance. Mayor Glenn Clements ultimately acted as the deciding vote against. The proposed ordinance intended to prevent the mailing of abortion materials such as abortion pills or instruments used to perform an abortion and followed a federal law passed in 1873 on non-mailable items, dubbed the Comstock Act. The ordinance also would have placed enforcement power into the hands of the citizens of Manhattan. That means that people would have been able to sue others for violating the Comstock Act. Nearly 40 people spoke during the meeting, with the vast majority against the ordinance. The ordinance's enforcement mechanism was a high point of contention. Manhattan Town Attorney Jane Merson said during the meeting that the ordinance was illegal. She believed that it would violate the Montana Constitution and the Armstrong decision, a Montana Supreme Court case that determined that the right to privacy in the state's constitution includes the right to access abortion. Merson said she did not see a reason for the ordinance and that the town would not be able to afford the litigation that could come from passing the proposed local law.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.